Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. Those of you who are on Facebook and Twitter, welcome, guys, to the show. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. That's the call-in number to the show. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or leave give your opinion about today's show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's Monday. I know you guys have had a great weekend. Hey, how about the March Madness this year? The March Madness this year, the college basketball is unbelievable this year. I love it so much. I'll say the young ladies and the young men are just phenomenal. I mean, when you're watching a football game, you're watching the Falcons or your favorite team or whatever on TV, and you're like, man, every play, every down, every pass, every run, I mean, everything is crucial. It's just crucial. Especially, you know, you have a team that you really enjoy or you really like, and you're watching the game, and it's like every basket, I mean, it's just unbelievable how great this year's tournament is. I mean, I've been watching it for some years now, and I believe, and I'm not just blowing smoke, but I believe that this has to be the best year of college basketball, you know, March Madness, whatever you want to call it. This has to be the best year. This has to be. Of all the years I've watched college basketball, this has to be the number one year, okay? This has to be. And it's great for college basketball. It's great for people that watch college basketball. I mean, it's good for us, right? So, guys, hang on to that. Continue to watch. And now we're coming up on the final four on Saturday. You got both teams playing on Saturday. So the winners of those games will play on Monday for the championship, right? On Monday for the championship, and even the young ladies. I mean, they are playing hard, and they're playing good basketball, and I like that. I like that. And what was not really hard to fathom for us, but you know, for I'm saying people of color, is that's what you're seeing on the floor. That's the product that these coaches and schools are putting on the floor are their very best, and their very best, you know, who look like us, right? And that's the very best product that you can put on the floor. And hey, I don't believe it'll change. I don't believe it'll ever change, but that's the way it is, right? Here we go. Now, again, the call-in number is 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770 732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, here we go. Let's try to get off into the show. Let's see. Right now, it's 46 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of only 49. Okay, partly, it's pretty much cloudy all day long and throughout the night. And same tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to be a high 61, clouds. Wednesday, high 76, clouds. Thursday, high 74, clouds. Friday, it's going to be rain and 71. We have a great weekend. Saturday, sunshine, 69. Sunday, sunshine, 72. So that's, you know, hey, what more can you ask for, right? All right. Today's word of the day is bravado. Bravado. Bravado is spelled B-R-A-V-A-D-O, bravado. And it's a noun, and it means blustering, swaggering conduct. Blustering, swaggering conduct. Another meaning is a pretense of bravery. A pretense of bravery. It's like you're standing there, I ain't afraid of no ghost. Then when that ghost pop out, you take off running. That's a pretense of bravery, right? That's bravado. That's a good word. You guys can grab that and use it however you'd like. All right. Now, today's show is entitled Friends That Come By Empty-Handed. How do you handle them? All right. And what I wanted to discuss, some of the things that you might do the next time your friends show up empty-handed and wants to drink up what you have. Okay? Simple as that. You know, I talked about this with a friend of mine. I mean, we talked for about 45 minutes about this. And, of course, you may have something at your house. Okay? And what I mean by that is you may have a little cookout or you may have a small birthday party or a big birthday party or whatever at your house. And, of course, you have food, you know. You know, you can't have a party without food. You have snacks. Can't have a party without snacks. You provide some type of entertainment, all right, music, TV, or, you know, you maybe even have a person that's there that can provide some entertainment. I know I have one of my, you know, childhood friends, a guy that I grew up with. I could invite him to my party, and he would be the entertainment. Now, once he get a few drinks down his neck, then he gets a little bit out of hand as far as the words that come out of his mouth. They get a little raunchy, but I can tone him down, okay? And that's the difference. Some people you can't tone down. You have to kind of put them out. But I can tone him down. He puts everyone in stitches, and, you know, and it's a good deal. At the same time, I do have, you know, friends who come by, and they come by a lot, especially at a sporting event or something like that that we're watching on TV. And they come by, and they come by with nothing. They just show up, like show up and don't bring up, you know. What I'm saying is, if you go to someone's house and you want to have a beer, you want to have some liquor, you want to have some wine, you want to have whatever you want to have for your personal consumption, okay, I think that you should bring something. If you're going to drink liquor, if you're going to drink beer, if you're going to drink wine, why not bring beer? It's for you. You're drinking, right? Why not bring liquor? Liquor, that's what you want to drink, right? Why not bring it? You know, a bottle of wine. If you're a wine drinker, why wouldn't you bring a bottle of wine? And wine is especially true because you may go to someone's house. They may have, you know, Chardonnay. But you drink Moscato or Riesling or whatever you drink, then that's a problem because you like wine. You didn't bring wine. They don't have the wine that you like. Now what are you going to do? You're not going to drink any wine? Well, of course you are. But when you think about it, you don't really want to drink that wine. Okay? So why didn't you bring a bottle of wine that you like? Maybe someone else, you know, maybe other people didn't like what you like. That's pretty high up there. Is that no one's going to have what you like all the time at their place, at their party or whatever. So, you know, the courtesy that friends should have is to show up at another friend's house. You show up, I got a friend that we've been knowing a long time. We get together and a lot of the guys get together and we'll go to his house or you come to my house or whatever. And we'll watch the football game. You know, we may bring our wives or whatever with us and maybe not, but the guys get together. And when we get together, I show up. I've got a bottle of Jack. That's what I like to drink. I like to drink Jack Daniels. I'll drink a beer or two. I'm not really a big beer drinker, but I will drink a beer or two. If I'm going to drink a beer or two, I'm going to at least bring a six-pack of beer. I'm not going to drink it all. And guys, believe me, I'm throwing this out there because I know that there's people that are sitting here listening to the show this morning. That are like, Frank, man, that's me, man. That's exactly what happens to me. Okay? I'm sorry, guys, I was reading something. But, you know, that's exactly what you should do. I like to drink Jack. And I'll bring a bottle of Jack because that's what I'm going to be drinking, right? I may get there and he may have gin, okay? I'm not a gin drinker. So if I don't have Jack with me, I'm going to sit around and pout the rest of the night because I don't drink gin. But regardless, even if I drank gin, my favorite drink is Jack. I'm gonna bring Jack, right? I'm gonna bring Jack, and I'm gonna bring enough for me not to run out. not for the whole party not to run out, right? I'm gonna bring enough for me not to run out. I'm gonna bring at least a six pack of beer. Because that's enough beer where I know I'm not going to run out of beer. Right? I'm gonna bring a six-pack of beer because I know I'm not going to drink six beers. So I'll drink one or two beers. Then get this. Some people come over. They'll bring something. They'll bring a 12-pack of beer or whatever. And when they leave, hop back on the liquor and taking the liquor with them, they're grabbing the few the beers that they brought. They grabbing them out of the ice bin, and they're taking them with them. Like, oh man, come on. If I bring a bottle of liquor to your house, and I'm saying this, guys, I'm saying this for anyone out there who do this or who does this, okay? If you go to a friend's house, don't bring something to drink, but you're a drinker, okay? Then don't be upset when one day that friend says, I got water, I got some juice, you know, we've got some Powerade. What you want to drink? Because see, one day you're gonna go there, and they're not gonna have anything for you to drink. Or they may have something, but they've gotten to the point like me where I have something. I know what I'm drinking. Okay, if I'm gonna be drinking, I'm gonna have me something to drink. Okay, I'm at home. Okay, but if you come by and you don't have anything to drink, I'm not gonna offer you anything. I'm gonna offer you something, but it's not gonna be my liquor. It's not gonna be my beer. And I think that's valid. So, and when you think about it, this way. I spent say $40 on a bottle of liquor, and then you come by, you come in empty handed. I give you liquor, you're drinking, we're having a good time. You leave, you go home. The next time you show up at my house, you know, you should have a bottle of liquor. Be like, Frank, leave your liquor in the house, man. I got a bottle right here. Let's drink on this. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. And then at the end of the day, when you're ready to go home, that bottle shouldn't go with you. The rest of those 8-9 beers that you brought shouldn't go with you. You should leave that. That's courtesy. I'm just trying to teach you. That's all I'm doing. Common courtesy. Nothing is, it's not rocket science. It's common courtesy. Don't go to your friend's house to drink, and you don't bring anything to drink. Now, you might say, hey, Frank, I just don't have a lot of cash right now. That's fine. I understand that. All of us been there. Just don't have enough cash right now to spend on liquor. I might have to spend it to pay my car note, but I don't have the cash to spend on liquor. I'm good with that. You can come over. If I got something to drink, we're going to drink. But I know you as a friend, you have come over with something to drink. You come over at times with something to drink. Sometimes you come over without anything to drink. I have something to drink. That's the way it should flow. I'm not saying you got to keep tabs. Okay, I took liquor to Frank's house this week. Now, I go over there next week, I ain't taking nothing, but he ought to have it next week. And then I'll go back by there the next week, and I'll take some look at that next week. I'm not saying that. Because any time I go to a friend's house, I know I'm going to be drinking, or I know I want to be drinking, I'm going to take something that I want to drink. I'm not going to expect him to pay for me all the time to drink liquor. Liquor is expensive. Liquor is expensive, guys. And I'm saying this because I had friends over this weekend. okay? And some of them, not just one, but a couple of them didn't bring anything to drink. But the first thing they, you know, I asked them, want something to drink? Yeah, what you got? You got some Jack? Yeah, I got Jack. You know what I drink? I got Jack. Yeah, pour me up some Jack. Okay, I poured them up some Jack. Poured them a little bit of Jack. A little bit. Come back, bring him the cup. He's like, man, you being stingy with the liquor. Come on, man. You should have brought your liquor. I guarantee you next time they'll have liquor. Or if not, hey, no problem. You'll get a little bit of shot in the glass. That's it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to continue because I've been doing it for so long, and that's partly my fault. And I'm ranting here. I got a stage that I can do this stuff on now. I got a show that I can do this stuff on now. I can say these things on it now. I could care less. You can listen to the show or you not. It's a million radio shows out there that you guys can listen to. You don't have to listen to my show. But I'm just being straight up 100% with you. I'm sick and tired of not taking care of other people, but people coming by with nothing to drink, nothing in their hands, but they want to drink. Now, if you don't drink, you're a water drinker, sweet tea, Powerade, Gatorade, whatever you drink. If that's your deal, hey, fine. I don't mind you coming over, and you can come over, and I'll feed you all the Powerade you want. I'll feed you all the bottled water you want. I'll feed you all the sweet tea you want. That don't cost nearly as much as the liquor. I can't afford to pour liquor down everybody's neck. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or an opinion, have an opinion on the episode, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. And again, guys, I'm just ranting today because, you know, that happened to me this weekend. It's not the first time. And believe it or not, a friend of mine yesterday, he brought it up. And we talked like 45 minutes about it. So, I said, man, I'm going to do a show about that. Because I think there are people out there who think differently than I do or some of you guys do. I'm positive there are people out there that think that. There are people out there that the same people do the same things over and over and over again. And until you shut it down, which, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut it down. All right? Because, like I said, they showed up. I offered them something to drink. They asked me for some liquor. I gave them a little liquor. And then they said something about how much I put in the glass. Okay? Why would you say something about how much I put in the glass? You said something about how much I put in the glass because you didn't feel like it was enough. And then because you felt like it wasn't enough, you said something. Because you said something, I'm not going to put any more in the glass because I didn't put enough. But if you hadn't said anything and just taken that and drank that and then say, Frank, give me another little swallow like you did just now, I would have been hunky-dory with that. Right? I would have been hunky-dory with that. But because you said something about how much I put in the glass, man, that went all over me. That went all over me. And And the way that God does things is that he brought somebody and sat him down right next to me yesterday. And that's what exactly what he talked about. Exactly what he talked about. He said he went to a friend's house and he liked to drink Bud Light. And I'm going to give this scenario and then I'm going to close down. But he gave this scenario. He goes to a friend's house. They were watching the March Madness, the basketball games at a friend's house. He goes to a friend's house. He takes a 12-pack of Bud Light to the friend's house. And he said he had a little pint of liquor or whatever he wanted to drink. So he took that to the friend's house. Gave the 12-pack of Bud Light to the friend. The friend was like, man, I drink Natural Light. I don't even really drink Bud Light. So he's like, cool, you know, ain't no big deal. I brought Bud Light. I like to drink Bud Light. I brought Bud Light and, you know, put it on ice or whatever you keep in the beer, put it on ice and we good. I'd be great with that. I'd be great with that. Okay, even though I might not drink Bud Light, but you drink Bud Light. You brought that for you. And when he left the 12-pack. He said he didn't even drink any of it, not even one of those beers. He was drinking the liquor that he brought. I'm good with that. So I don't drink Bud Light, but this Bud Light may be sitting here till you come back, brother. And you can get into it. You can get into it anyway because you're somebody that comes by and you've got what you want to drink. I've got the TV, the electricity, whatever, you know. We watching the game. We provide that, no problem. But come on, man. Y'all got to do better by your friends. Y'all have to do better by your friends. And I'm talking to everybody out there who does things the wrong way. I think that's the wrong way to show up at somebody's house empty-handed and you want to drink. I think that's very, very rude. And I think you should say, hey, Frank, I need a cup and some ice, brother. I'll even give you a Coke, a Sprite, cranberry juice, orange juice, whatever you need to go with your liquor. See, and that's the way you should be, Frank. I need a cup of ice, man. Cool, I can provide that. But I can't provide. I don't want to provide you the cup, the ice, the liquor, the chaser, everything. I got to give you everything because you always show up at my house empty-handed. Hey, guys, that's the show today. And, again, I know I rant and rave about this, but I wanted to talk about it. I had to give everybody that wisdom, all right? Take care of yourselves, guys, and have a great week. I know today is Monday. Got a few days to go. But take care of yourselves. Have a great week. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Third Friday.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that skillet, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim.
yet. Boogie said shit on my neck. I didn't regret. Yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong. You can't ball if you breathe. All my dogs on the wall. We gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me. Democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch. Life's Monopoly. Go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda. Diamonds off the roids.